Jack's Country is WSOS Fruit Cove Jacksonville. Jack's Country is 94.1 FM. Jack's Country is real country music. Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to our North Florida neighborhood.
Welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby, and North Florida Neighborhood is all about getting to know our neighbors and hear what cool things they're doing with us and for us in the community. And as I've said all month, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So we're kind of hashing it out and unloading who the home team is and these really sweet organizations that are a part of the home team. And we get to speak with Dr. Daniel Indelicato, a.k.a. Dr. Danny, which is a lot easier to say. And Dr. Danny is with UF Health. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, Dr. Danny, before we go into what UF Health is all about, can you unload what the home team is all about?
Sure. The home team is a group of different organizations from Jacksonville and really the Northeast Florida region, composed of pediatric cancer care experts, medical facilities, and community partner organizations.
And UF Health gets to be a part of that.
That's correct. That's correct. And the joint goal, is to deliver across all the different programs and their strengths, state-of-the-art cancer care at these world-class facilities, allowing these children with cancer in our community to be treated with support of their immediate family and friends, their classmates, congregations, neighbors, and the rest of their community in the comfort of their own home and region.
And kind of from my own understanding, the home team is made up of different hospitals, different nonprofits, organizations that are all here to serve children with cancer, and that's UF Health's a part of that.
That's right. It's important to understand the uniqueness of the program and to recognize that in Jacksonville we're blessed with a number of tremendous hospitals and health systems. You know, the University of Florida, but also Mayo Clinic, Baptist, MD Anderson, St. Vincent's Memorial, to name a few. And these systems are appropriately competitive, and that's good. That's what elevates the care for our adult patients in the region. But when it comes to children with cancer, these competitors have set aside their differences and agreed to collaborate with one common goal, leveraging all their resources in a combined effort to offer the best care for vulnerable kids with cancer in our community. And this type of effort is remarkable, and you really don't find it in many other cities across the country. I mean, just within our own state, look at Orlando, Tampa, or South Florida. In each of these places, community resources are being divided between two or three different pediatric oncology programs in each city. And that's not just wasteful. It really doesn't allow any program to reach its full potential. And our community here in Jacksonville and hospital leaders decided long ago that this region could do better with a collaborative model. And we're all real proud of it.
I like how you said it's not one hospital trying to one-up another, and it's certainly not what can we do better, but rather what can we as a team do together.
That's right, and the name reflects that. It would be a disservice if we had a bunch of redundant processes across many different facilities instead of working together.
And now so UF Health is in the mix of that. So what does y'all's role look like?
So UF Health, as the name would suggest, is affiliated with the University of Florida, which is the flagship state institution for education. Everyone knows that, but it's also an academic health system. And to that end, it has three missions. It's not just education, but it's also research and clinical care. So UF Health, by its mission, focuses on all three simultaneously and brings it to bear on the care of our patients, especially our pediatric cancer patients, where we try to drive the field forward with the most advanced research and technologies available and do so in a way that connects with patients at their level and delivers outstanding care.
So is UF Health kind of the mastermind behind, and I'm not going to give all credit to y'all, but certainly a chunk of it, the mastermind behind kind of doing all this behind the scenes research to find a cure or to make things better in a sense?
Well, to give you an example of the facility that I work at, the UF Health Proton Center, this is an advanced technology. And when it was built in Jacksonville in 2006, it was only the fourth in the country and the only one in the southeastern United States for over a decade. And that could not have been done without the research mission, the component of investigating and pushing the boundaries of new cancer therapy that affiliation with the University of Florida brings.
And so you mentioned that is kind of part of the Proton Therapy Institute. And I want to dive into that a little bit more because that's what your passion is and kind of your field of study.
That's right. That's an area of my subspecialty. I focus on treating children with cancer using radiation. And I specifically work with proton therapy. Proton therapy is one of the tools radiation oncologists can use to direct high-energy particles at tumors and cancer cells in working for cure and complement with other modalities such as surgery or chemotherapy. This proton therapy, as the name would suggest, uses charged protons, which without getting into a lot of boring details and high-level nuclear physics, protons are just a bit easier for a radiation oncologist to control where they go and where they don't go in a patient. And that's important in anybody, but particularly pediatric patients, young patients with cancer, because we know that developing tissue, developing organs in a child are particularly sensitive to the harmful effects of radiation. So any technical means we can use to limit the radiation exposure to these developing organs will provide a benefit to these children as they become long-term survivors.
And did you, I mean, this whole concept is brilliant. So did you hone in on this and figure out what works and what doesn't, or was that really a UF Health team thing?
Well, early on in my career, I knew that I wanted to treat children with cancer. And I did my training at the University of Florida, and it coincided with the development and opening of the Proton Center in Jacksonville. And that turned out to be a stroke of good luck, because here I was with this passion for treating children with cancer, and right in my backyard was this new advanced tool that everyone in theory thought would help us do a better job. When I joined, I promptly started out on a number of different research projects to actually test this theory, to see if proton therapy could cure children at the same rate, but with less side effects, both short-term and long-term side effects. And over the past 10 or 15 years, we've made some really important steps in that direction. And to give you just a few examples, the University of Florida and our group has been responsible for landmark papers on pediatric brain tumors called ependymomas and craniopharyngiomas, as well as papers describing the use of proton therapy in a number of different childhood tumors such as lymphoma, rhabdomyosarcoma, nasopharyngeal carcinoma, and a bunch of other afflictions that can affect children for reasons we can't quite explain, but must confront and manage.
It's crazy because, I mean, as someone who lives in Jacksonville, I don't think much of UF Health. I mean, y'all are just in my backyard and y'all are there. But you guys are, in a sense, a really big deal. And you just kind of downplayed it with everything you just said regarding the proton therapy.
Well, yeah. To a degree, we don't spend an enormous amount of energy in self-promotion because it would take away from some of our other more important mission or initiatives. Mm-hmm. But the Proton Center specifically treats children from all over the world, including more than 40 states and 20 countries across five continents. We have a pretty large referral base, and that, in a sense, tells us that whatever we're doing in terms of awareness, it seems to be working. The University of Florida, everybody must remember that as a resident of this state, you're supporting us. You know, we are the medical center for the public of our state. And we take the stewardship of those resources very seriously. And I think that the Proton Center is one example, both at a regional and state level, where we can demonstrate to the public that, you know, we're doing important things, worthwhile things, with the money given to us by the state citizens.
Before, you said that y'all don't spend a lot of time doing self-promotions, and it sounds like you, in a sense, don't need to because your work speaks for itself to the point that UF Health is ranked the number one hospital in Florida. So my question is, how did y'all get to that point?
I think just keeping this really sharp focus on the three components of our academic mission, that's the clinical care, research, and education, and understanding that each of those complement and build on each other. If you do all three of those as a medical center, the rest tends to take care of itself because patients recognize when they're getting good care. Mm-hmm. Patients know enough today to seek out the advanced research and the advanced technologies that might not be available elsewhere. And so it's a gradual effort, and one that goes back long before the opening of the Proton Center that's been built on University of Florida and therefore State of Florida resources.
And it really just all intertwines, like you said, building upon each other.
That's right. And don't forget the education component. We train the next generation of doctors. And in some ways, I'm a product of that myself, having trained at the University of Florida. So when a doctor goes to medical school or completes post-medical school training at the university, they go out through the state or the Southeast region. And they know firsthand, because they've experienced it, what kind of advantage treatment within the academic setting offers. And that's all the promotion you really need.
It's such a privilege to be able to have UF Health just, one, on the home team, and then on our home base in our neighborhood. And again, I have the privilege of speaking with Dr. Daniel in Delicato, who is here with UF Health. And Dr. Daniel, as we're kind of unraveling who the home team is, and it, September being Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, I want to know, how are you, along with UF Health, bringing childhood cancer awareness to the neighborhood?
Well, to neighborhood is a really accurate description, because I described earlier how we've treated 1,800 kids from around the world. But I also have the advantage of taking care of children from the 8 counties that surround Jacksonville. And I see what an added benefit they have compared to children from out of the region by being around their friends and schools and extended families. And it's obvious to everybody immediately that the environment of care makes a difference. And although we do the best to support our families that come from out of town, we can never replicate that. And I think that it's a reflection of the entire Jacksonville and Northeast Florida region, how they support our patients every single day. To give you an example, when a child comes for treatment in Jacksonville, whether they're local or from out of town, they will often undergo radiotherapy 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, for 6 or 7 weeks. During that time, they are in the proton center for maybe an hour or two a day, and the rest of the time they're back at home or the Ronald McDonald House or elsewhere in town. And as they travel around, whether they go out to dinner with their family or out to the movies or other activities like the Jacksonville Zoo, I repeatedly, over and over again, hear about kind acts from strangers for our patients and our families. And every time the patients, particularly those from outside of town, will bring it back to me when I check in on them, and I'll say, that's not unusual. I get that type of story from many patients, and it's just a reflection of the type of community we have here.
That just makes me so excited to be a part of the community. And going back to what you originally said was the environment of care makes a difference. So I want to know, as someone who is invested and involved in their community, how can myself, along with everybody else in the neighborhood, support you and UF Health? What does that look like to be on y'all's home team?
Sure. Well, I would start broadly by checking out the hometeamjacks.org website that has links to all the programs in the home teams. But specifically, if you're interested in learning a little bit more about proton therapy and what we do at the UF Health Proton Therapy Institute, our website is a good resource as well, and that's just floridaproton.org, and it's spelled out FloridaProton.org. And that has a number of links, including a way for the community to volunteer or offer other resources.
And I know with COVID, things are just different all around. So right now, are y'all offering volunteer opportunities, or do you think that'll kick back up later on down the road?
It's somewhat on hold on a activity-specific basis because of COVID restrictions. But based on the experience prior to COVID, I have no doubt that it'll return even stronger when some of these unusual circumstances resolve.
And I do want to hit on these unusual circumstances because it is so unusual. It's unlike anything we've ever dealt with, just definitely uncharted territory. But how cancer in children is difficult enough, but how has COVID affected your patients?
Well, from a medical standpoint, right off the bat, you got to remember that a lot of patients undergoing cancer therapy, whether young or old, are immunocompromised. Mm-hmm. And that makes them not just more susceptible to illness, but also more vulnerable to serious side effects from illness. Frankly, a lot of these patients don't have the reserve to fight off an infection, COVID or otherwise, like you or I might have. So we have to be particularly attentive to their risk of exposure, as well as early identification of any problems. And overlay that in the healthcare setting of whether it's a hospital or a clinic, when you group together a lot of different families from different places for their therapy, it just takes one case, one positive case, to spread quickly and extensively and put the health of a lot of patients and their family members at risk.
Which means you all have to be that much more on top of it and on guard.
That's right. That's right. We have to be extra stringent.
How are you guys doing that?
And it's a challenge. Well, for example, everybody wears a face mask every day without exception. If they don't, they can't set foot in the building. Also, upon entry, every single day, you get screened both with questions relative to COVID as well as temperature. And when I say every single day, I should be even more specific. That's every time you leave the building.
Wow.
So if I leave the Proton Center and walk across the street to the U.S. Health Hospital for 30 minutes to see a patient, and then I walk back to the Proton Center, I have to stop again, get my temperature taken, and answer questions. And there's no exception. If your temperature is elevated or you fail any of the screening questions, you do not set foot in the building and must come back only when you're cleared by your doctor. Now, it puts additional pressure on some of the things that we've been really proud of at the Proton Center in terms of supporting the whole family, providing access to friends and other people along a family's journey, and creating a sense of community for these kids that are going through a difficult time. So, for example, to limit the risk, we'll only allow one caregiver to come with a child each day. So that means that both mom and dad or grandmother and aunt can't come. And that's unfortunate, because I think that the more family members a child has supporting them, the better they do. We also, under normal circumstances, we'll have a celebration at the end of a child's radiation treatment course where they get to ring a big chime in our lobby, and all the staff and other patients and friends gather around to encourage them as they move forward on their journey. And we've had to stop that celebration entirely. Mm-hmm. So there are things, both tangible and intangible, that have changed because of this coronavirus, and I frankly join everyone in we can't wait until it's gone.
I do think, though, it's encouraging to hear that y'all aren't just counting it off, but recognizing it for what it is and adjusting to it, whether it's, like you said, checking people's temperatures or having everybody wear face masks, and unfortunately limiting family members in the rooms with the patients. Well, I just want to say, on behalf of the whole North Florida neighborhood, thank you so much for being such an incredible neighbor. And one more time, give us that website for both the home team and for UF Health on how we can learn more and get involved further with either one of y'all.
Sure. And I thank you for inviting me and giving me the opportunity to share some of the great things that not just going on at the University of Florida, but throughout the unique home team effort. The home team website is hometeamjax.org. That's hometeamjax.org. And the UF Health Proton website is floridaproton.org. And that's the word Florida, followed by the word proton, proton.org.
Well, great. Dr. Danny, thank you again so much just for your efforts and your time.
Oh, thank you for spreading the good things going on in the community.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B. Can't seem to get away from the bad news. So here's some good news for a change.
A farmer wanted to somehow bring joy to everybody during the pandemic, so he decided to do what he does best, plant sunflowers. And he didn't just plant a few here and there, but he planted over 2 million. The farmer said when he realized the pandemic wasn't really going anywhere, he wanted to provide a way for people to social distance and smile. Anyone can come and pick the sunflowers. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word FIRE to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25, and PIO. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word FIRE to 303030. That's F-I-R-E to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
Back to work at that J-O-B, the one you realized isn't for you? Well, that's if you're lucky, right? Make your move. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Right now, you can soak in the savings at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath event with new low prices on the latest, greatest faucets. Vanities from as little as $159. Plus, get up to 40% off all online bath essentials, as well as free delivery for online vanities. So relax and restore your space with beautiful bath savings now at homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through September 27th, U.S. only.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code JAX, J-A-X, or call 1-800-313-0544. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-313-0544 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code JAX, J-A-X. Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to our North Florida Neighborhood.
Hi, and welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby, and North Florida Neighborhood is all about getting to know our neighbors and hearing what really cool stuff they're doing with us and for us in the community. And like I've said for for basically all month. September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and we get to unravel the home team, which we're going to get to in a few minutes. But with that, we get to chat with these really cool organizations that are bringing awareness to childhood cancer. And one of those organizations is Dreams Come True, and we get to chat with the executive director this morning, Sherry Criswell. Sherry, thank you so much for your time.
Hi, well, thank you for allowing me to spend this time with you.
Yes, I'm so excited. And before we jump into who Dreams Come True is, will you unravel who the home team is?
Oh, wow. Well, the home team is an awesome group of organizations, and we all care deeply about children in our community who battle cancer. And so it's really a unique opportunity because we are all separate organizations and entities, but yet there is no competition between us. We truly all are after the best interest of these wonderful children that we serve. And so it's just a pleasure to be a part of that team.
And it's been really cool because, like you said, there's no competition. I've gotten to speak with like 3 or 4 local hospitals, and I feel like in the medical realm, it's almost like, oh, we do this better than this hospital. But what I've noticed with the home team, we do it better when we're together.
Absolutely. And there's nothing better to give you perspective on working as a team than when you're working for children who are battling cancer. It actually gives you perspective in everything in life and what's truly important. And for these families, for these children, the most important thing is to cure their illness, and our part of that is to give them a little hope and joy along the way to get them through the experience.
Well, selfishly speaking, Dreams Come True gave me hope and joy. Just before we got on air, I was doing some research myself, and I was watching these kids' videos, and I was literally in my cubicle crying because they are so powerful. And like you said, it gives you a perspective on life. So, Sherry, will you unravel who Dreams Come True is now?
Absolutely, because I am very, very proud of Dreams Come True, and I'm proud to just have the opportunity to work for this amazing organization. We are local to the First Coast community. We were founded here in Jacksonville in 1984 when a young man named George Lee, who was battling a life-threatening illness, reached out to who is our founder, Tom McGee of Mac Papers, and told him that he was dreaming of being able to play in a pro-am golf tournament. And as luck would have it, Mr. McGee had an opportunity to get a spot on a foursome that year with Fred Couples, and the young man was able to play a round of golf. At the conclusion of play, Fred gave George his driver. And unfortunately, George passed away only a few months later, and the impact of that dream in his life was so meaningful to him that his family chose to bury him with the driver. And at that time, Mr. McGee said, wow, wouldn't it be awesome to be able to do something like this for every child in our community who is battling something life-threatening? And he gathered up a group of businessmen from the local community, and they formed Dreams Come True in 1984. And since then, we've done over 4,000 dreams for local children. That means children who are from here or are served at Wolfson Children's Hospital or Nemours, and they're eligible for a dream from us if a doctor deems their illness to be life-threatening.
This whole concept of Dreams Come True blow my mind because, in a sense, they're dreams because they sometimes don't really happen. But with Dreams Come True, they do happen. Like, this isn't a maybe we can do it, but you wish it and we will make it happen.
Yes, and we have been pretty successful in making sure that if a child can dream it, that we can do it. And we've fulfilled some really interesting things just very recently. For one, a local young man who was battling cancer, he told us he wanted to meet Michael Phelps.
Yes, I saw that video. Ryan.
Those are the kind of dreams that we kind of take a deep breath and say, okay, how are we going to get this done? And you never know what a celebrity is going to say. And we were able to make it a very, very special dream where we actually surprised him. And Michael Phelps spent a day with him swimming in the pool and taking him to a basketball game. It was just a really, really special day. So it's also very gratifying when you're able to take something that's a real challenge and make it happen. And typically the way we do that is we just start reaching out to people in the community who may know someone who knows someone who knows someone.
Oh, my gosh.
And we get it done.
Okay, so that's what I was wondering. I mean, y'all aren't just some rinky-dink local organization. These are big dreams that, yeah, maybe money will send a family to Hawaii, but some of these dreams, you need to have serious connections.
You do. You do. When those tough ones come, even for things like the Super Bowl or which we get, or the World Series, or, you know, we had a child several years ago want to meet Bill Clinton.
Oh.
And so how do you get that done? So, I mean, it's a challenge. We have challenges, and we've always risen to the challenge. And it's just such an honor to be able to do this for kids who have specific ideas in mind. And a lot of times their reasoning behind wanting a particular dream is so moving in and of itself that we just work really, really hard to make it happen.
So really, at the end of the day, it's all about having these connections in the community.
It truly is. And we have learned that the connection comes in the most mysterious way sometimes. So, or not where you think it could come from. But we just feel very blessed here that things tend to work out for us when we get the challenging dreams. And it's just such an honor to be able to do it, because having a dream, what we've learned for, and the medical staff at Wolfson and Nemours will be the first to say that when kids go through a journey like a journey with cancer, they go through unbelievably difficult days. And sometimes they don't want to continue with treatment. Sometimes they are just tired, as you can imagine. And to be able to offer them a dream and something to think about and to look forward to is priceless sometimes. And so it's our job to keep that dream alive and to keep that hope alive with that team to get this done. And we are very honored and proud to be able to do that.
Sherry, you said these dreams help the kids have something to look forward to. But I think on like a whole nother level that I can't even comprehend, these dreams give the kids something to live for, literally.
Literally. And we have specific stories of that. You know, we do about 100, when it's not a COVID-19 year, we do about 175 dreams a year these days. And therefore, every year there's 175 different stories. And all the kids have a different motivation, a different reason, a different dream. And truly, for some of these kids, they need that something to hold on to. That's something they can think about besides the treatment, besides the tough times. And so we use dreams to get that done. And one of the things I love about Dreams Come True, honestly, more than anything, are the things we do outside of the dream. Because once a child's referred to us, you know, they may have a two-year regimen of cancer treatment that they have to get through, or they choose to get through, before they actually experience their dream. And so there are a lot of rough days along the way. And so once they've been referred to our program, we start doing things for them immediately. And so we call those things special times. And it could be something like we'd send them to a Jaguar game, or we'd send them to a concert, or Disney on Ice, or even just maybe out to dinner, or take pizza to the hospital. We do a lot of different things once the kids are in our program for them. We're always aware when they're going to have a bone marrow transplant. We do a party for them when they have a bone marrow transplant. Or we know when they're about to have a surgery, or if things are really bad. And we try to do extra things during those rough days. And so it really is awesome to have the dream out there. And that's our primary work and what we do. But we get to know these families, and we get to know what they need. We help them out with Christmas. We provide Thanksgiving dinners for families in need. Because as you can imagine, when there's a diagnosis of cancer, you know, a parent might have to quit their job or, you know, be away from the other siblings. There's a whole wealth of issues surrounding the diagnosis. And so we try to be there to just fill in some little voids, some little gaps along the way, and give them some things to do as a family, because it is about, we call them the dreamer, but it's also about their parents and their siblings and making that whole family unit a unit in a really tough time.
And the little short, I think it was like a 4 or 5 minute clip that I saw on your website. You see Ryan go in, I guess he's a survivor now, but he goes in and he says this is his dream, and then a few seconds later, bam, the dream comes true. So what does that process actually look like? I mean, it didn't just happen overnight that he got to swim in a pool with Michael Phelps. So how do you pick who gets a dream, and then how do you accomplish?
Everyone gets a dream.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone gets a dream. If they're referred to us, they get a dream. And we work really closely. That's why I love the home team, because we are a team, and we work very closely with the staff at Wolfson and the Moores to identify. Our goal is to identify every child in this community who's diagnosed with something life-threatening. And so we work directly with the clinics, and you know, we're in the hospital and the clinic every week. Even now, they allow us in getting referrals, you know, for children as they are diagnosed. And our goal is to never have a waiting list and never turn down an eligible child.
Wow.
And we've been able to be true to that goal for our entire existence, with the one exception being right now, and I won't call it a waiting list, but we've had to postpone almost 90 dreams now because of COVID. You know, we had a lot of things on the books, cruises and trips to Disney and all sorts of travel dreams that are now a little bit on hold because of COVID. So we've never had a waiting list. We've never turned down a child, but we are experiencing a little wait pattern right now so that kids can actually have the dream they want. And we're of course, giving them the option to change it. They could do a shopping dream, or they could do something that's feasible. We just did a backyard playground for a child a few weeks ago. So there are some things we can still do, but if their dream is to travel or go on a cruise, they're having to wait right now.
Well, again, I have the privilege of talking with the executive director, Sherry Criswell, for Dreams Come True. And Sherry, it's just so encouraging to hear these stories of these children and who you're helping. And I want to know just like the behind the scenes of these dreams. Like, are there any dreams that are off limits?
Well, some dreams are off limits. You know, there has to be a limit to something. They can't dream of a new house, or we don't do anything with a motor, so they can't have a new car or something like that. But most of our dreams tend to be things like a trip. You know, we do a lot of Hawaii. We do a lot of cruises. We do a ton of Give Kids the World Disney dreams, where there's a wonderful village in Orlando, which is like an all-inclusive resort for children from all over the world who are battling life-threatening illnesses to go and experience the theme parks in Orlando by staying at Give Kids the World Village for 7 days. And it is one of the most magical places that you can go. We all know Disney is, but Give Kids the World really takes that to a new level, because the families are waited on for an entire week. They get park hopper passes to Disney, 3-day passes, 2 to Universal and Islands of Adventure, and 1 day to SeaWorld, plus anything else they want to do in Orlando. But if that's not enough, they get to stay at the village, where they get to put their star up in the Castle of Miracles, and they get to play games and ride rides and carousels and have all the ice cream they can eat and all the food they can eat all week long. So a lot of our families choose that dream because it's something that money can't buy. They get the front of the line at the parks. They get just a VIP treatment in Orlando for an entire week. And so therefore, a lot of our families choose Disney, because a lot of our kids are of that age where they just, that is their dream come true, to be able to spend a whole week there.
it's funny that you said these kids get the VIP treatment. And it sounds like that not only with the Disney dream come true, but then also with the child who got to meet Michael Phelps. And I know my best friend was diagnosed with cancer and was given 2 weeks to live. And this was 5 years ago. So he qualified for a dream and he chose to go to Fiji. And it wasn't just like, oh, here's your plane ticket, here's a place to stay. But they showered him and his family. Like, they thought he was a miracle. And he was. But it's just so encouraging hearing that we're not just granting people's wishes and their dreams, but we are going over the top. And it sounds like that's what y'all do.
We are bound and determined to go over the top. We are saying is we get one chance to deliver a perfect dream. And we want these families who have had so much of a burden on them for so long to take this one period of time and not have a care in the world except to just go and have fun and to smile. And a lot of our families say to their child to be a kid again, because there's the cancer diagnosis really steals a childhood mm-hmm. from a child. You know, they can't go necessarily be on a ball team or, you know, do the things they normally get to do. And so just to be able to go and be a kid again is a really, really special thing for these families.
It's just so incredible that there's an organization like this that exists. And it sounds like, I mean, some of these things are expensive. Like, they cost a lot of money. And the fact that you do this for 175 kids a year, how do y'all afford that?
It's not easy. We you know, the average cost of our dream last year was about $9,000, and it's between cash and in kind. We get a lot of things donated, but it's always a challenge. And I'll tell you, we're never been more concerned than we are today, because what's going on is, you know, so many people are struggling right now with the virus, and some businesses are not, you know, as flourishing the way they were. And then on top of that, we have now postponed 90 dreams. That means instead of doing 175 dreams next year, we might need to do 265, you know. Wow. And so we are just always looking for ways to raise money and gain support. And there's a number of ways people can support us and if they're interested in helping to make a dream come true.
And what are some of those ways, Sherry?
Well, coming up, and we of course, any fundraising we've done has had to more or less move virtually. And so we started doing the Dreams Come True Walk, Run, and Roll 3 years ago. And we are doing that as a virtual event that actually kicks off in about 15 days. And it's basically a virtual run. You sign up to run. You get a free face mask in the mail if you sign up for $25 to participate. And then anyone who raises $150 for us gets a really cool coronavirus-themed walk, run, and roll T-shirt. It's kind of cute. And that's, you know, we just invite individuals or teams to participate and raise money for dreams come true that way. We also have opportunities for people to support us. Like, over the holidays, I mentioned that we provide Christmas for a lot of different families. And so companies or individuals could decide to adopt a family and provide Christmas for them, or contribute to our Santa's workshop, where we let families come in and shop for their children. And so there's just a number of ways people can get involved. If they want to donate the concert tickets they're not unable to go to, there aren't any concerts right now, but when that day comes back, we re-gift a lot of things that are given to us by great community partners and give them to the families who really need a pick-me-up. So I encourage anyone who wants to support Dreams Come True or be a part of our work to please just reach out, and we would love to find a way to partner with them.
Is there a certain website we can go to, Sherry? What's the easiest way to get involved with Dreams Come True?
Yeah, dreamscometrue.org. It's simple, dreamscometrue.org. And you can see the different things. You can sign up to volunteer there. Our contact information is on there. You can contact me directly as well at 296-3030. And we have a number of ways. We have a young professionals board that we're trying to really build on right now. We have a really unique situation at Dreams Come True, which I should have said from the beginning, is any contributions from the community go directly 100% into our dream account.
Whoa.
Into the dream of a child. And so the way we're able to do that is we do one event which supports our operation. It's our golf event. And then we also do our board of directors. We have a very large board, and they all pay $5,000 to sit on the board, and that underwrites our operation.
Wow.
So that all of the money that comes in from the public goes directly into our dream account and to the dream of a child. And Mr. McGee set us up that way in 1984 because he wanted us to be good stewards and very transparent in the way we operate. And we are very proud that we have maintained that through these years. And so people who even want to underwrite a dream can be matched with a child and hear their story and even come to their dream party and truly get to see their donation in action.
Wow. And I mean, I guess I was thinking, yeah, maybe 75% or maybe even 80%. But you're saying, no, every single penny goes to these kids' dreams.
That is correct. And that's because of the generosity of our corporate community.
Yeah.
And we need that money too, you know, because, you know, I tell everyone, you know, our staff was able to secure over $1 million in donated goods last year. And so our staff's a good investment too, but that kind of covers that. Our board is really proud to be able to underwrite that operation. And so that we can say to the donor that their gift does go directly to a dream of child.
Wow. Well, Sherry, how can your community better support you, not only during Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, but during this whole COVID funky experience as well? What do you need from your neighbors?
Right now, we really do need both the financial and the in-kind support. You know, whatever you have to give, we would love to accept, whether it's just making a donation online one time and that's all, or really coming and getting involved with us. I mentioned our Young Professionals Board. We also have a Women's Board. We are doing, I will say this, we're doing a big drive-by trunk or treat on Halloween morning so that our children can safely drive by and trick or treat, you know, in a socially distant, safe fashion. And we're trying to get as many partners as we can to come out and host a table and provide candy or trinkets or whatever to the children. And so we've said we're going to invite as many children as we have support to do it. And our dream manager has a dream of inviting 500. So we're looking for people to do that. And we're going to do it on the morning of Halloween on October 31st. Miller Electric Company, who is our next door neighbor here in South Point, has offered to allow us to use their parking lot. It's a huge lot, and we can set up and spread out and just let families drive through with some music and some fun, and we'll give them some candy and just a little hope and joy, which is what we do.
Yeah, Sherry, just this time chatting with you has brought me so much hope and joy. And tell me one more time, what's the best way to get a hold of Dreams Come True and learn more or just help all around?
Okay, www.dreamscometrue.org, or call us directly at 904-296-3030.
Okay, Sherry, thank you so much for being such a great, great neighbor in our neighborhood.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby.